This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where we unpack top stories out of our radio newsrooms across the country. On Deadline today is the increased number of retail robberies known as smash and grabs taking place across the United States. You see, 74% of retailers reported an increase in external theft from 2016 to 2021. And if you followed crime trends on a graph chart, shoplifting increases would morph into smash and grabs, and then into what's now being termed flash mob robberies. In Los Angeles, and across the country, stores have fallen victim to gangs of thieves who rush in and grab everything they can. That's hundreds, even thousands worth of product. As smash and grabs escalate, they've prompted store closures, shelves behind lock and key at big retailers like CVS and Walmart, and other preventative measures. Some stores are hiring armed security guards and even erecting concrete barriers in front of their doors to stop this type of crime. The kind where thieves slam a big vehicle into a building itself and break down bricks and windows to smash and grab things away. But many might tell you that those efforts like security guards and the big concrete barriers just aren't working. Earlier this month, 5 to 10 thieves ran into the Gucci store in Orange County, grabbed high-end handbags, and made off with approximately $100,000 worth of products. A night before that, a Los Angeles denim store was hit, and before that, a Nordstrom department store in the area saw at least a dozen thieves rummage through the store, taking upwards of $300,000 worth of goods. In New York, three masked crooks stormed into a jewelry store earlier this year and made off with up to $2 million in diamonds and other valuables. Yet another group smashed and grabbed at a high-end auction house on Park Avenue, stealing handbags worth $242,000. Now wait, there's more. A Philadelphia mall was forced to evacuate last week when four men went into a jewelry store there, pepper sprayed the workers, and then used a sledgehammer to break the jewelry cases. Now people are calling on their elected officials and local law enforcement to crack down on the increasingly violent and devastating string of thefts. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, announced earlier this month that she would be launching a retail crimes task force. The task force will focus on thieves, getaway drivers, and resellers. Former LA mayoral candidate Rick Caruso, who owns one of the malls recently hit by a group of thieves, joined Odyssey in Los Angeles to explain what he thinks needs to be done about these crimes.
So what is it that you think can be done? I was looking at some figures, Rick, and, you know, shoplifting, the so-called smash and grabs, they're up not just in L.A., they're up in New York, they're up in Chicago. In some cities like New York and Chicago, in fact, arrests are down for them. No one seems to, at least the politicians, don't seem to know what to do about it. Do you have a solution?
Well, of course, I think everybody has a solution for it that, you know, uses common sense and looks at this thing through clear eyes. You have to enforce the laws, and we have to look holistically at common sense ways to have stronger public safety. And, you know, listen, let's just talk about California. This is happening all over California. We're supposed to be the land of great opportunity, and I think we are, and of resiliency. So we've got to demand political courage from our elected officials and make sure that we are creating communities that aren't being impacted by constant crime. This affects everybody. This issue isn't about me being a store, one of my properties being robbed. It's the breaking point where I've got an opportunity, because I do have a voice that fortunately people like you gives me an opportunity to use my voice and be heard around the city, of saying it's got to end and enforce laws that we have and change laws that hold criminals accountable for breaking in and actually stealing product. There's victims here, and there's so many small businesses that are getting impacted. We've got to stand up for them. And I hear from business owners every day that they're aghast at what's happening, and families that are living in neighborhoods with streets that are being impacted by this throughout Los Angeles and, frankly, again, throughout the state. So okay, I'm trying to highlight a serious matter.
All right. So, but there are two distinct problems. They're both related, right? But they are distinct problems. On the one hand, there's the issue of these stores. What do they do at the point of sale, or in this case, the point of robbery, when someone comes in? As you know, most of these stores, even if they have security, the security guards are told sometimes do nothing, sometimes just, you know, sit there and watch. In some cases I was reading, they're actually told to even help if they're asked to help, because they don't want to have any injuries, and they figure the insurance will eventually cover it. So that's the first problem, right? The second problem, then, is even if these crooks are eventually apprehended by the police, then there's the issue of prosecution. So these are two separate but related problems. How do you deal with each of those?
But, Charles, I don't think the problem is how the store's reacting. The store and the people that are working in the store, they're not there to be safety officers, to be police officers, right? The problem is you've got a group of people who are motivated to commit crimes and steal goods because there is no prosecution. And there are laws on the books. Now, this is not a small crime that happened at the Americana. $300,000 is a major crime. But we need to change the law that allows small thieveries to still be prosecuted and to have criminals held accountable. It's very simple stuff. You want it to be equitable. You want it to be fair. But you want people to be held accountable. Listen, what happened at the Americana, which has happened at Century City and all throughout the city, where you've got 30 people rushing a store, there's nothing you could do. But unless we change how we're going about this holistically, and we need to deal with it at schools, with our children, with what they're learning, it's a broad issue in public safety. It's not just about the police, but it certainly does start with having people held accountable for committing a crime. And you've got to change these laws. It was an interesting social experiment that isn't working.
Questions are rising about who's to blame for this growing trend. Some have even started to question whether lowered criminal penalties and no cash bail policies are to blame. Scott Decker, a criminologist at the Center for Naval Analyses and Arizona State, has been researching large-scale robberies for years. He joined Odyssey in Los Angeles to share more about the thefts.
So there is this, I guess, perception that these so-called, you know, smash-and-grab robberies, that it's something new, but it's not?
No, they probably go back to the 1920s when smash-and-grab meant smashing the glass on a case in a jewelry store and grabbing few small items and running out the door. But the current version of that is, I think, much more troubling, in part because of the large number of offenders who participate. And they don't need to be very sophisticated. What we have on our side, though, that would be the law-abiding citizen side, is technology. We would rather prevent these from happening in the first place than clean up the mess and try and track them down later on. And there are a number of things that law enforcement is doing and that shop owners can do to protect themselves their customers and their goods.
Well, it's interesting you should say that about how there are a number of things that law enforcement can and might be doing, because there is also this perception, rightly or wrongly, that one of the reasons we are seeing what appears anyway to be a surge of these sort of robberies is perhaps because of more lax laws, changes in the bail system, for example, changes in how quickly somebody can be released if apprehended for allegedly committing a particular crime. So is that not true?
I'll take the academic approach first and say we don't have enough information to know if that's the case. What makes these so troubling is the fear they create among consumers and among people who work in these shops and in the parking lots and on the grounds and the like. And what makes them so concerning as well is they're very rare, so they tend to get a lot of attention. We don't have a category in the way we measure crime in this country, the uniform crime reports and incident-based reporting that identifies smash and grab. So it's really hard to know how many of these events take place or whether there's a surge. But certainly for people involved, and again, the employees at shops are particularly at risk, are things to be concerned about. This also comes at a time when, for many malls, business has been down and coming out of the post-COVID phase has been slower than expected. And malls and stores within malls are closing, less so in California, but across the country. So this couldn't come at a worse time.
If we've learned anything from the recent trend, it's that pretty much no business is safe. For example, in Detroit, one smash and grab left residents perplexed after thieves busted a truck through a wall so they could break into a marijuana grow operation. Odyssey in Detroit spoke with residents about the situation, many whom said they just couldn't believe it.
Early this morning, a red avalanche smashed into this unmarked building, and then a number of pot plants were removed. Now, the owner actually is on the scene. I did talk with her. She wouldn't go on the tape here, but nevertheless, she is working with the cops. She says there is marijuana in there, but it's for personal use. All right. Anyway, there's an area resident, John Murphy. He agrees, but says he can't believe all the break-ins involving these pot operations.
It's crazy. Don't nobody never do nothing on this block. We got a calm block. If you get caught on here doing something, you ain't got no business, because you done something somewhere else and they finally caught you on Houston Whittier. So that's the only time we have drama over here. Other than that, we don't have no drama.
Well, there is some drama, though. The cops have been around this area now, especially last week. In fact, we covered one last week, another smash and grab into that was an illegal marijuana grow operation.
The National Retail Federation's Retail Security Survey of 2022 found that retailers are being battered by many security-related challenges all at once. These include fraud, theft, and violence on the rise, and also internet scams, attacks on workers, and external theft. Overall, that survey found that retail stores lost nearly $100 billion in funds last year due to theft. This show is produced by Joe Heady, Christy Strouser, Myron Kaplan, Jim Hankey, and Bill Smee. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to the On Deadline podcast, Odyssey's deeper look at a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.